Tuesday, the 3rd of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. And we're going to listen to a story again today, The Cautious Chameleon from Mello's Kingdom by Professor Tuli Madonsela. So, like all of Professor Tuli Madonsela's stories, we're going to start with a beautiful quote from the Bible, from Ephesians. So be very careful how you live. Do not live like those who are not wise, but live wisely. Use every chance you have to do good. And then an African proverb. The chameleon looks in all directions before moving. I wonder, have you ever seen a chameleon? If you haven't, you need to Google them, because they have eyes that are kind of, that come out of their head, not like our eyes, which go back into our head. Their eyes come out and they swivel. And you can see the whole of the eye swiveling around as it looks all over the place. And I seem to remember the chameleons can move their eyes. We move our eyes together, but they can move their eyes in different directions at the same time. One can be going up while the other one's going sideways. So they can see if there are any predators or any food. Let's listen to the story. One evening, Queen Nzinga heard Mello and her friends discussing how they could get to some fields on the other side of the meadow. Queen Nzinga asked Mello what they wanted to do in these fields, and Mello replied, "We want to see the butterflies. There are really pretty butterflies in the field." Queen Nzinga knew that the friends would have to cross a path that the farmers used to herd their goats and cattle. The time had come for them to learn how to keep safe and to make the right decisions. Queen Nzinga called everyone to huddle around the fire, and she began to tell them a story. Nyasi, the grasshopper, had just finished his breakfast and was on his way to meet his friend in another part of the valley. As he hopped along, he spotted Chipo the chameleon on a twig. Unlike Nyasi, Chipo moved very slowly and always seemed to be on the same twig whenever Nyasi passed by. "Going somewhere, Chipo?" Nyasi asked cheekily before hopping off without even waiting to hear Chipo's answer. This happened every morning for several days. One misty morning, Nyasi stopped by and started mocking Chipo for being so slow. Something about Chipo was different this day. He didn't turn to look at Nyasi. Instead, he moved his right eye upwards and his left eye downwards. Nyasi roared with laughter and hopped off to call his friends. He didn't hop very far before the ground began to shake below him. A great dust cloud began to form, and before Nyasi could blink, large great hooves appeared and thundered towards him. In an instant, Nyasi felt something sticky grabbing hold of him and pulling him out of harm's way. Chipo had used his long sticky tongue to rescue Nyasi. Nyasi was so happy he began to flap his wings and hop uncontrollably. Chipo turned to him and said in a calm voice, "I am always in the tree, moving my eyes up and down, because I always check all directions before I move. Today, I saw that the cattle were coming our way. I hope you have learned a lesson, my good friend." From that day on, Nyasi and his friends were always careful, and they played happily and safely in the fields. They did not go where it was dangerous or where they might land in trouble. As Queen Nzinga finished the story, Mello and her friends promised that they would be careful where they went and what they did. Let's pray, kids. Dear Lord, I don't want to be careless with the words I say and the things that I do. Please help me to know right from wrong and to choose wisely. And I ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.